Joy Tactics.
So I'd like to start by putting a twist on a classic phrase. They say, don't judge a book by its cover. Now that usually means, what does it usually mean? It usually means don't, I mean, when would you usually use that?
Don't judge a book by its cover. That means...
It means
we all have no idea what that phrase means. We're
just like, this is not how I thought.
Dancing
it
around it, yeah.
No. Of course, we know what it means. It means that you can't look at somebody. Based on appearances,
social situation.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to get to.
They're going to be like on the inside.
So you see somebody walking around dressed like Darth Maul. There's a fucking car going honking outside. Sorry. So there's somebody walking around dressed like Darth Maul, and then you are afraid to go and talk to them when they walk up to you, but really they just wanted to hand you $20 for having such a beautiful smile.
And they're a priest.
And you know them personally since childhood. Now, today, we kind of want to explore something that's the flip side of that thing, where the cover of this book looks extremely inviting. And I feel like, you see what I'm saying?
That's and professional.
It's a more rare way of that term being used. Because we're talking, because people who look very trustworthy... You can't judge a book by its cover, by the back cover.
You know, I've been watching that show, Traitors, and if I was in the mix, if I was in that reality competition, I would be able to tell exactly who every single traitor is within episode one in the game and win all the money for myself. There's no question. Because everybody else is going, oh, they're being nervous. Oh, they looked at me funny. Oh, they slided me in the group activity. No, you want to look for the confident ones, the ones that ooze confidence and calm, because guess what? They got nothing to worry about. So in that case...
You got it.
Yeah.
He's frozen. No, he's not. Oh my God, dude, what the fuck? That was concerning.
Well, you just know what I'm saying.
No, so
you know
what's,
what I mean?
I mean, first of all, if I was on Traders, I'd bring my own GoPros and I'd find out immediately, because I'd have GoPros secretly hidden at the round table when they select who the traitors are. So I would just know, and I would charge people money for me to not vote.
They must be padded down.
Me and Raleigh last night were legit. We were watching Traitors UK season two.
Me too.
Really?
We've been watching it too. Season two UK Traitors.
Oh, really? We're on episode. We just started episode two.
What do you think about Paul? That's what I'm talking about. Red hair.
Which one's Paul?
Red hair, beard.
Oh, Paul.
He's a traitor.
The traitor. What do I think about him? I thought it was funny that they asked him to describe himself as a person, and he said, cruel, untrustworthy, traitor. And I was like, damn, they didn't... I don't know if you heard the question correctly.
Now, you wish you could be contributing to this conversation, but you're too lazy to watch this.
I swear to God, I'm about to bring Nate in, because oddly enough... Me and Raleigh were talking about who of the people we know we thought would be good at being traitors. We thought, Eric, you would fucking suck at it so bad. And we thought, Nate, you might be the only person who we could think of that would be fucking amazing at this.
Wait.
Really? I think I would be terrible at
it. I think you'd be great, Nate.
That's what makes you great. Because you kind of notoriously like hate games. You don't play games.
Right.
Am I wrong?
People like that though about me as well, in relationships too. I make that very clear.
I don't play games, girl.
Let you know,
you're talking
let
about
me,
to
let
the
me
rental
let you
car
know
cashier.
About me, girl. yeah, but I would suck at that game for sure.
No, I think you'd be that.
I think I would. My, what would your strategy be? Because mine would be, I think, too. Is this a good strategy? I thought like I would just kind of be like sort of quiet the whole time.
Nope.
And kind of hang back. Is that suspicious?
That's suspicious. Yeah. You know what?
The
so you
quiet
need to be loud.
Because
I feel like
often,
the people that are...
No.
Well, you know what? The people that... From the one episode I watched episode one, season one, the American version, I think. I don't know. The one on Peacock.
Yep.
And the guy who was like really like trying to find out like who the traitor was, I was like, you can't make that fire you can't make that up,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
It does seem like,
so
if you put
I think
your
that might
the
be
ring.
The way to go.
So and now to bring it all back to what we're talking about today, Andrew Huberman of Huberman Labs Neuroscientific Projections and Establishment. Mm-hmm. This is somebody who has raised their voice a lot at the Round Table of Humanity. And my, oh my, it looks like he may be a traitor as well. A traitor to the female gender, sex, I'm imagining. I actually don't know what
we
the story is.
We didn't really read the article.
Before
I'm not sure what he did. But just know that consequences are here, man. And they come in the form of three misshapen men.
He's a cute... He, honestly...
Three misshapen men.
That's us. We are consequences.
I was like,
what do you mean?
Misshapen? And we are the fucking justices. We are the executioners.
What do you mean misshapen though? Like,
look at us.
Look at us.
If you
man.
Put us in front of like a little, in a children's play where the play was all a shadow play, and you just put our bodies as the shadows, they would look funny. Just the side profile would look so odd.
Well, kids laugh at anything.
Well, they would especially laugh at that.
Okay. So this article says neuroscientist Andrew Huberman accused of bizarre behavior. Finally, we're getting hyper topical with this podcast.
Bizarre much?
Even though this is coming out in 4 days or something. Bizarre behavior. It was extremely weird. That's the quote. I had a couple of two guys on a Zoom right now with me who have bizarre behavior at times.
All right.
In an alarming expose, several women have come forward accusing neuroscientist and celebrated podcaster Andrew Huberman of manipulation, bizarre behavior, and infidelity that may have led to sexually transmitted infection in at least one of them.
I think what he did was, what from what I saw on the few, the little I know about this, is that he's been like dating like six people at the same time, and all of them like don't know about the other person. So he's like... He's in some like kind of fucked up like 90s sitcom episode.
Wait, you know? Till they hear about Alexander the Great, Napoleon, all these men that shaped the world and had many, many encounters with women. How interesting. I would like to see the New Yorker magazine about whatever Ulysses S. Grant and see what he was fucking getting down into.
Right. This is nothing new.
Yeah.
This is men
we
for
would just
you.
Look to history more.
Good God.
The Huberman papillomavirus. He's created a new one. No, that's not funny.
That's
yeah,
really
what is
not
it about
funny.
Power? They say absolute power
corrupts.
You we don't need to finish that one because you already are finishing it in your head and spinning out, having mm-hmm. to pull the car over.
Absolutely.
Right. So
oh,
this is
we just met
a
Joy Tactics patron. Joy Tactics patron. You didn't hear this, Jack. I forgot to tell you, but they were. And shout out to this person. I'm not going to dox you at all. Not going to give away anything about you. But they were pulled over for reckless driving, listening to Joy Tactics.
What?
And then they told me that they were listening to Joy Tactics on the way home. So I just want to shout out and send respect to them because I know they didn't mean to do any of that shit.
And hey, man, appreciate we should pay for anyone's listening. Ticket.
I just gave them $400 on the spot and said, you know what, just and I call my fucking
you need
lawyer.
To stop doing that, Eric.
It's not even American
I know,
currency.
It's bleeding me dry. Yeah.
I was pulled over for reckless driving. I was listening to Les Mis one time in about 2011.
Wow.
But it's very different in each state what reckless driving
Les Mis.
Is. Nate,
you got pulled. We were in the car with you, and you got pulled over for reckless driving for going about 110.
And I was listening to Frank Ocean's Pyramids.
That's right. It was
very
that.
Loudly.
It was that.
Yeah.
Wow, that was awesome. I remember thinking, like, damn, Nate's driving pretty fast. You weren't talking very much at the time. You're pretty serious.
It was like at like probably
2 a.m.
Like, yeah, it was at like 2 a.m. going like. 90. I think I went like I was going like 97 miles per hour.
Like a 50?
And I was, yeah, and a 50. On the highway.
I think he was like, you know, if you're going 3 miles more than this, we would like arrest you right now.
Yeah, it was actually I think it was like 1 or 2 miles per hour. Like if I was 1 or 2 more, I would have had to go to court in, which
Missouri.
I also think that I. In Missouri or Oklahoma. Yeah, maybe it was Missouri. But I remember I sent in the check. It was fucking a $300 ticket, okay? Sent in the check to whatever, and I don't remember it ever clearing in my bank account. So there's a chance that I could be still wanted in that state.
You don't have a... I'm checking my name every single day on the warrant database just to make sure no one's looking for me. That's what kind of a citizen I am. You've never checked this? No. There could be a bounty hunter coming for your ass across state lines. Be very careful. They're going to get you at an improv show.
We need to... Do you think we should put together like $200 a month of the Patreon, okay, money? Set it aside for... Because, you know, over a couple of years for a bail.
A bail. Gone, yeah, for one of us.
For a patron. Or one of us, no, whatever. It's just I was for thinking us. They can... somebody in the community.
You don't think it'll be racketeering? So well
I want to give away.
Isn't it not going to be racketeering if I feel like every single patron will be implicated by this?
So be it. We all go down together. That's what I always say.
You can't arrest all of us. It's not possible.
You couldn't arrest over 400 people.
Nope. I'd like to see you try. Everybody, ready? 1, 2, 3. So easy, squam. Dude. Everybody's running all over the place. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
That's what is. Diddy should have done.
How do we get everybody in the Patreon implicated in a crime?
I think, you know, under every malware. Episode, we put malware.
Something malware with malware. Links. I've been doing many malware experiments and coding experiments as well. And you think that you were just clicking on the newest episode. How curious.
You're just making like HTML Zanga like pages. Like really simple HTML codes.
You've been illegally providing Paramount Plus to the Global South for a year. At least a year, and guess what? Now they're coming for you, because Joe Biden is not going to be doing so hot at the end of this year, is he? Why is that? Why is that?
Respiratory disease.
No, I hope not.
So what do you do when your heroes fall to the wayside?
Oh, Zen.
No.
What flavor is that? Classic?
Classic, so that means no flavor?
No flavor.
Ew, I'll tell you what.
I like the lemon one. Even though
I'm going to try one next this weekend, I think. One single Zen.
Why? Everybody thinks we like are addicted to
Zen. I know. People. I told someone who was asking me about them in the bathroom at the show. They were like, you have a Zen in right now? I was like, no.
Hey, we're not addicted to Zen. You, yeah, everybody who listens to
you guys
to
are. We think why it's
are they,
hilarious.
Why are they, yeah, let's stop joking us, for one second. Like, none of us really do that. Really?
Nah. And when we do, last time I did it was after we ate all that spicy Indian food, and I thought I was going to throw up in the car.
That was funny.
Well, I think I'm going to get addicted to these, because I did one yesterday, and I was like, it was the long, because I could never put it in my mouth for a long time.
Because your gums hurt?
And I had it in for
a
life.
If there's any UK listeners out there that can get us a few of those 1.5 milligram Zins and ship them, you're going to have to hop on a boat. We're going to put you on a freighter. You're going to have to sleep in a cold bunk. And you're going to have to work the fucking crab, whatever, pots for about 2 months. But we'll get you over to New York. We'll meet you in New Jersey. Take the two bags of Zen off of you. And then you got to go do a few more months working your fucking housing off. And then
I'm serious. Yeah. Who's got the fucking UK? Anybody? I know we have
we need a plug.
Most of our listeners.
Bro,
we need
just
a plug.
Suck on half of
Liverpool.
It.
No, it doesn't work.
What's
that?
That?
Way.
Just suck on half of it.
Doesn't
Duh.
Work that way.
Oh, and you're saving money that way too. I said, just suck upon half.
If
of
you were
it.
To cut this open, it would fucking leak in the nicotine crystals. If they
that's how
ever
you
touched them. Your skin, you would fucking die in a second. All right, you
that's
need the pouch,
right.
The outer layer.
Man, I need. A
Wouldn't
fucking
it be
Zen.
A shame if we got some of them crystals into the water reservoir? In some of the counties where the children's test scores are underperforming, all of a sudden math scores up 25%. All of a sudden,
experiment.
English scores 40%.
This you need is to start substitute teaching.
Yeah.
Now you need to run for a department of head of the Department of Education for a town that everyone's afraid to live in.
I do. I need to do something in my life because time is running out. That's for damn sure.
Well, it doesn't matter, man. No one's going to remember you. Get over it. Are you going to have kids or what?
Yes. Because
who's gonna protect you and take care of you? Me and Nate have hella kids. Dude. He can't.
Even though he tries.
You said I can't have kids.
He can't.
That's hilarious because I actually can.
You don't know. How do you know? Should we all go get fertility tests together?
Let's do it. Let's live stream it. Then get the Jimmy Kimmel colonoscopy. Bring everybody in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or is that Jimmy Fallon?
We need to see who has the highest sperm count of the three of us.
Oh, that'd be a fun bet.
I would say Jack.
No.
Are they the strongest? No, they're all weak as fuck. And all of them die.
You have one sperm. That's really
one sperm. That's
strong.
Basically
one,
a human.
Oh, yeah. Wait, we said this before. The one giant ass fucking the 4-inch long. Yeah. Sperm.
It's got the tail already.
Hello. It's got little eyes, sunglasses.
It comes out begging for air and water and help.
Please kill me. Kill me. Please.
That's probably happened to somebody.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like Nate, because you've done the spermatic retention.
We've
spoken about it. Yeah. American
Pie
style.
My entire life I've done
it. Ever since you saw it.
I don't think we spoke about this on the podcast, Jack.
No. Oh.
No, I'm not. I'm not afraid to say it. Yeah, I've retained my semen for. I think what was my. I did this like last year. I was like, "Fuck it, let me try this out." And I remember I did. I don't know, like it was like 2 weeks or something like that. And I had went to Las Vegas, and I remember I was like at the peak of like. Whatever you get from semen retention, it was hitting in Vegas.
Limitless gambling, card counting without actually learning how to do it.
Slot machines, like seeing which slot machines were going to pop when. Zoom, zoom.
No, I remember actually being in a... in some sort of like busted Mexican restaurant, and I was like, damn, like I'm like whatever's it's hit, it's the semen is hitting.
Were
dude.
You on
I could feel it I swear to God
at the time?
no
wow,
no, I think I might have had like one fucking Amstel Light or some shit, but you know, it was just I think the semen had gotten into my brain.
No question, it broke the blood-brain barrier.
Yeah,
well,
it was slowly, I think, going up the spine, and like it just nutted into my head.
God,
that's how it works.
Well, that's how. How do you think stem cells work? That's like right. if you're thinking about getting right. stem cell treatment, just you know, you got a torn ACL or something, just bust in your leg or something. To my presumption.
Man,
do you think priests are like, you know, priests are, you know, not supposed to be, are they supposed to be celibate?
Right. Mm-hmm. Not with themselves. Do you think they can do it with themselves?
I don't think so. I don't think they can. The ones that are really strict about it, you think the Pope is
no question
engaging in that fucking sinful behavior.
You seen his body?
Masturbation?
Yeah. He's looking in the mirror. Oh shit.
He's shredding.
Looking at
he
his
busts
self.
In his hat and then puts it back on his head. I feel like I've said that before. I don't know why. Don't take off the hat. That's why
it's like, ooh. Sliding down his head, like leaving a slug trail.
It's like a hot day. It's like fucking.
You're trying to out your pants.
What fucking smells like fucking shit? It's like oh. curdled 2011.
Pope nut on the head.
Nut. Okay. All right.
That's how the head. Yeah, that's how the head stays. Why? Cone head, cum head. Well, that's disturbing to think about. How about that car?
My dad used to
what?
Your dad used to what?
He used to what? Well, he used to work for. He was he is still a chef, but he used to be a chef for just Friars. I don't know why this is making me laugh, but it was like just they all lived together, and there was like the Friars of Columbus, Ohio, and it was like I think 10 or so. They all lived together in like one kind of dorm room, basically, or not dorm room, but like multiple rooms.
Yeah.
And I always thought of them like I would say this in college, but it's not. anyways, I don't know why I'm saying that. I felt like they just all like just were jacking off at the same time and then came downstairs and like ate my dad's food.
It's like so loud. That's because those brown cloaks are like so, they're like sackcloth.
Yep, you're into the Patreon episode. We're talking about lewd, crude shit. We're talking about shit that we would never say.
What did he serve the friars? Because I could only imagine it's boiled red cabbage, boiled potatoes, turkey leg, mead, a little bit of ale.
Dude, if I was a private chef,
cranberry
I would
sauce.
Just, why wouldn't you just order food from a restaurant and not let them see you go get it?
Well, dude, these friars were like fucking ruthless. Like they wanted like 5-star meals. Like he was,
oh,
he was
hell
preparing
nah.
them, and they had to be like all different. It was like they were like
sweating.
Like fucking. My dad was like preparing a new, you know, meal like every fucking day. That was like, and it had to be like impeccable.
That's like Jesus. A level 10 like overcooked level. You guys played that game? Your dad's like no. sweating, like
yeah,
the kitchen.
Yeah. Basically.
Oh shit, the eggs are burnt. Oh shit, the fucking souffle's on fire. Oh, they probably wanted souffles. They don't even make them anymore.
You know I mean? Bet you they got that from my papa.
Have you guys ever had a souffle?
Now, what exactly is a
now,
souffle?
When I was a child, people would say souffle in reference to gourmet food, and I was like, that shit must be delicious. Now, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I've had many gourmet meals at this point, and never have I ever seen a souffle on the menu.
Am I? That's where I just know it from cartoons, where it's like, here's your souffle, whatever, Donald Duck, and then they poke it and it deflates, is the idea behind it.
Yeah.
So what is it, though? Can you souffle anything? Can you have souffle sushi?
That's something we got to send it to the patrons. We don't use Google anymore. I keep my phone in this fucking thing all day.
I'm using Bing.
Souffle. Oh, yours is tiny.
How big is yours, Nate?
I guess mine is.
How big does it have to be?
I guess maybe I should say mine is large.
Oh, it's an egg.
You know, yours like fucking sucks.
You could fit a couple phones in mine, man. Oh, I was so proud of myself. I put in, this is what I did. Since we're talking about Huberman, we're talking about protocols.
Right.
Okay, here's the no social media phone protocol. Put your phone in the lockbox at 10 p.m., okay?
Yeah.
So you can only get on your computer if you want to get on the internet. Just watch something or
read
something, okay? Preferably read.
Or make something.
Or make art or something, yeah. Make something good. Okay, but then you wake up. Okay, but you set it for like 12 hours. Okay, so you can't get it in the morning too. And on your computer, I use this app for Chrome extension, BlockSite. There's a premium version and there's a free version. Okay, the free version, you can only block a couple sites if that's all you need. I block Instagram, Twitter, because those are the ones that I'm going to the most, I would say, till 5 p.m., okay? So you can't even get on social media until the evening, all right? And then you got a tiny window to get on it. Boom.
We are
done.
Breaking the
addiction
cycle.
Broken.
We're breaking it. I'll tell you what. I will tell you what. Yesterday, at about 6 p.m., I put on the six-hour lock. So I was like, I've checked my shit. If this shit's buzzing out of control, you put in the password to get into there. See if maybe a family member died. Okay? That's probably not going to happen. It felt so nice to just be sitting there thinking, what the hell do I do? Being bored. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We don't need to talk about this. It just is feeling amazing. It's like taking a long bath just in my brain. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting in touch with who I really am, not who the robot social media version of myself
system.
That's right.
And I'm kind of doing the opposite right now, really. I'm triple screening it, quadruple screening it, really. Quintuple screen. I got my phone open. I got the TV, Traders. I got my phone, Huberman.
Stock ticker, chess, online chess.
Crypto live trading on the laptop. I got, you know, 1,200, just everything cooking me to death.
Also, Bitcoin is up. What the fuck, man? I hate when I see that shit. I get Coinbase emails.
Unsubscribe.
Why does that
now?
Piss me off?
Because you already have enough fucking money, dude. And you don't need to see any fucking... You're like, I already have fucking all I need. Get out of here with that. I don't need any more.
Dude.
I just... Can somebody make a promise to me? I know there's one patron that is like into like stocks and shit, okay? Whenever the next... I just am praying for this moment. I'm so fucking mad I missed out on the fucking GameStop shit. And I had friends. I had friends that, I swear to God, I know... Nate. People in my life that made hundreds of thousands of dollars. I know one person who made $1 million off of that fucking shit. And they didn't fucking talk to me. They didn't fucking hit me up about that. That's what I... So when the next fucking GameStop thing happens, you better fucking DM my ass and get me on the fucking... The ground floor of whatever the fuck that is.
Nate, all right? I need
you to get
my
scammed.
You need to be careful with that mindset, dude. Care fucking full.
Well, remember what Nate? We were on, weren't we both working on tuning out the news when Elon was hosting SNL? And
yeah,
there
but
was
that
the,
was.
I know people who made legit money on that one.
That wasn't like fucking explosive. I want something explosive. You know. Dogecoin? Yeah, I bought $100. I made $100 off of the Dogecoin, but then I lost it. So I guess I didn't make any.
Well,
we need to go to... Oh, can my brother come to Atlantic City?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Any sort of trip that we go on, Eric is bringing his cousins and...
family friends. Can my fucking neighbors from growing up come to... We need to go. Do you know that we hit a casino in Pittsburgh, Nate?
No way.
Yeah, we did. And I had to pry Jack's fucking cold ass, hot little fingers away from the slot machine.
I was so bummed out that you didn't want to stay up all night gambling.
I can't. But we were there for like 2 hours.
Didn't feel like it. Was that 2 hours?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, no, it must have been... 30 minutes.
Did you get a free Coca-Cola?
No, dude. You had to pay for them at this damn casino. Well, maybe we were just doing it wrong, but we did get tequila sodas, Casamigos.
Delicious. Ooh. And we got to talk to a super cool 21-year-old.
There was a 21-year-old there with so much riz, it made my head spin. It was like talking to a 21-year-old out of a comic book who was like acting like how you thought 21-year-olds would be when you were 12. You know what I mean? He was like, cool. I was intimidated by him.
Yeah.
Well, that's because life hasn't smacked him in the face yet.
Right. I was probably just like that when I was 21. So confident.
Yeah. Gambling didn't go great. But guess what?
I was down $250. And then I went up to... And then I was only down 40. So I lost about $40.
I lost 100 on the slots. I lost 100 on 3-card poker. I lost 100 on blackjack.
Jesus, in 2 hours? I guess you can do it.
I could do that.
You
could
lose that in 2 minutes, dude. It's just that's the way nothing. That you see money is so different than how we see it.
Yes. And it's so cool. It doesn't even count because we saved money on buying flights home from Pittsburgh and we rented a car instead.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Well, can I call out that damn car that we rented?
Genesis?
Yeah. We ponied up about $40 extra to get the luxury car instead of some Mitsubishi Eclipse, whatever, Mirage. And they're like, does the Genesis work? And this thing kind of looks like a Bentley. And I'm like, yeah, I think it fucking works. Get in there. And my lower back hurt the whole trip, Nate, from the busted ass seat. And by the way, it didn't even go that fast.
Unreal.
This is the shit that we go through. These are the things that we will tell stories about in our 80s and 90s. Moments like this.
I kind of liked it. I'm sorry, Eric. I didn't like the interface. I thought it was confusing. But yeah, my back was fine.
Was it leather seats?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's the one
Sirium
thing.
Sirium XM radio.
Skin.
And it was big. It was big in there. That's what I liked, is there was room. That's all I ask, is room. Mm. Got the giraffe legs.
Oh, can I tell my sauna story?
Please tell us. Oh, yeah, we need Nate. Something like this.
Okay, so I go into the sauna, and there's about like a late 80s, had to be. Like, you know, maybe I'm late conflating 80s. That. He was probably like, he looked like poor for his age. Okay, I'll tell you that. He was a larger man, very old, and he says, "Are those Saks underwear?" And I was wearing Saks underwear into the
Which pattern
sauna.
Did you have on?
I had the little, what do you call them? The briefs style, you know,
with the pineapple
short,
on
tiny
them?
Ones with the pineapple on them.
What size did you wear? What size are you wearing? Because I got a large, and that, frankly, it's too small for me.
I think it's a large, I believe.
Is it falling down your... Yeah. Are your drawers falling down?
Oh, yeah.
No. Wait, did you look over and this guy had like the biggest, longest nuts you ever seen in your life? Are those Saks? I use those all the time because I got the big spilly type of nuts.
Spilly nuts. Okay, so he says, are those Saks?
He says, are those Saks? And he's got like a gold chain on. Okay. He's completely naked in the sauna. Large man. Okay. And he's very curious. He says, I have like 30 pairs of Saks underwear. Like, he's like a Saks fanatic.
Does he have a podcast?
He gets emails from them, and he's like the person that like the email marketing shit is working on. Like, he's like, I just got their, like, you know, St. Patrick's Day special Saks underwear. Like, he's buying all the like Christmas holiday ones. He's up. He's like, which ones did you? Are those? Do they have the sack in them? You know? And I'm like, yeah, I think they all do. And he's like, he prized me. He's like, asked me about them. How'd you get them? I said, yeah, I got them for free.
Ooh,
what the fuck? Are you serious? He said, that's got to be a good friend. And he's like, how'd you get them for free? And I didn't want to tell him. I was like, I don't know. I was like, didn't want to go.
You got
them
at the
like,
Goodwill
podcast.
Because he begged.
Please. And, you know, the conversation turns a little sexual in a way, where he's like, can you get up and turn around?
No.
And see him?
Nate.
Did you do it? And I probably would have done that. You did?
Oh, yeah. I gave him a little show. I was like, yeah, they're, you know, he's like, let me see them. And he starts talking to me about putting cream on his balls. And he's like, if you put this cream on your balls, you don't sweat. Are you a sweaty guy? And I was like, no. And
in a sauna.
And he was talking about conversation moved to, do you get massages anywhere? and I was like, where do you get massages at? And I told him this place in Silver Lake that I'll go to sometimes. And he was like, do you like men or women to massage you? And I was like, you know, it doesn't matter. And he's like, I actually like the men because they get into my skin a little. They do it a little bit better or something.
Right.
And he says he has a wife and everything, like, to me. And he's like, do they give you a happy ending at this place? And I was like, no. And he's like, you don't like that stuff? And I was like, I was like, you know what? I don't really do that. Yeah. And he's like, bullshit. You fucking get happy ending.
you ran into yourself in 50 years. That's what happened.
Time travel, mate.
And I'm jumping around, but he ended up leaving the sauna and then coming back and then asking me about like woke politics. Like, he had me describe what a trans person is.
Oh my God.
That what they them is. And I was like describing like everything under the sun. He had like questions about everything.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I'm gonna be the person to just like, you know, you can ask me anything and I'll give you an answer
Were you a little bit endeared to this? Because it sounds like you guys on some level did have a connection.
I've talked to this guy before, but I don't think he remembers. He's just like a really ancient dude that's like really chatty. Like, he just wants to kind of like chop it up and talk about like his kind of part. I think he's kind of like an ex, like party lifestyle kind of dude. Mm-hmm. You know.
Damn. So if he's 90, that means that he would have been 30, 60 years ago. Good
God. Damn.
So he would have been 30 in the damn 60s. Holy shit.
Wow. Holy Could shit. You imagine?
I can't.
The best era.
That oh, is Easy Austin Riders. Era. Oh my. Easy Rider yeah. style.
What else? What else? Almost.
Is he what?
Challenger.
Easy Rider, that movie.
Oh, Easy Rider. I thought he said, is he?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
And he passed away that night.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dead.
He got his final questions out. God gave him a final chance to get a couple questions in. See one fine piece of ass before he goes to heaven.
There's also another guy in there with full jeans on.
Listening jeans to on, all this?
Listening to the whole, everything, everything. And he kept on looking up at me like this, like.
Because he was shocked that you were engaging. Wait, Nate, have you been to the Wall Street baths? I don't think your ass so. Has. We're taking you when you come next month. That's correct.
You heard that?
What's special about these?
What's special about these? This is the most amazing sauna in New York. The food is popping. The beer is delicious. They have vodka. It's all underground. There's a long pool. There's a hot tub. There's a cold plunge that you can jump in.
Oh, the hot tub is interesting.
Hot.
The hot tub is really large. Really large. That's interesting to me.
Yep,
it's not every day you see a sauna that's that large.
Let me ask a question to the listeners. How are you guys liking this so far? You like this one, right?
Raise your left hand if you like it. Raise your right hand if you don't.
Yeah. We should do more check-ins because I don't think enough podcasts are doing this. Direct questions and statements to the listener. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What the hell are you doing right now listening to this? What should you be doing? What's stopping you from getting to where you're going? When's the last time you checked in with your parents? You're probably only going to see them about 20 more times.
All right, so let's take it back to what is this episode about? It's about the public versus private personas.
Right.
Do you feel like you have even more personas than that? Because I do, that's for sure. I think there's an ancient spirit living within me that comes out. And you know when it does, because that's when I'm capable of going on these amazing soliloquies and monologues. And I'd like to name that spirit, because 99% of the time, I don't know what the fuck anybody's talking about. We're sitting in the car 2 days ago, Eric. I'm trying to add 25 times 4. I keep thinking it's 60 over and over again. And I'm thinking, why could I
when
be
When we got to the bottom of that, it's because you were thinking that was minutes.
100.
And you were still thinking,
we were trying to get to 60. We're trying to get to an hour, and I thought, well, quarters are 25, so I kept getting to 100 on accident.
Right.
Last night, trying to read a book, literally a short book of short stories. I tried reading a page and a half long short story, and I had to have basically a 20-minute discussion with my girlfriend to have her explain to me sentence by sentence, because this shit was written so crazy. But then every once in a while, something takes over me. And I speak as if I have nothing but clarity, as if the words have been written, and I just have to repeat them out into the universe. And I almost just
Those
tapped into
ancestors.
It again. Well, that's what I'm wondering, is who is this ancient spirit?
Now, I've seen you name a lot of spirits. Can you name the spirit of Jax?
I think this is, yeah. I'm trying to tune into it right now. Yeah, this is...
If you can't, just say you can't, and then... You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, well, Jarone.
Jarone?
Your last, that's Jarone. Your last, that's your last name. Your last day. Name.
Verone.
Jarone.
Kate
that's Jarone.
That's what the spirit is saying to me, man. Wow. So.
Dude, it's actually Jarone. Nice to meet you.
And that's...
Jerome.
The lore is building out here. So we've got Lonnie.
Jerome.
Jerome now. Nate, like, I'm trying to think about Nate's. I feel like yours is definitely a sexual ancestor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Eric's ancestor is like somebody who has been brutally publicly murdered and skinned alive in the 1300s for
burned at the stake,
stealing a muffin.
Didn't take my and Batman.
Huge bonfire.
You know what one of the ways that they would torture these people? You know what nips are?
I know what they look like on the internet.
Don't.
Girls Gone Wild style.
No, don't. Ooh. Don't sully the podcast like that. No, what's nips that are when they would get tongs and make them red hot from being sitting in a fire. And they would just nip at your flesh and take it off with burning hot tongs.
Why do you know all this, man?
Well, it's because it's the book that I'm listening to that I brought up about 10 times.
Oh, the fingering book?
The Fourth Wing or whatever?
No, The Faithful Executioner.
Are they going to look back on books like that and see them as deeply disturbing, perverted texts? Because I can't believe what you read to us the other day.
Oh, The Faithful Executioner is, listen, this is history. This is from a journal, from an executioner. Oh. In the 1500s in Germany. So this is not anything. Bad. This is my history. Okay? And sometimes history is hard to look at baldly, you know, because it's disturbing, all these things that happen. But don't you dare. What you are starting to get into, Jack, is censorship.
Tone.
And the more...
Listen to how you're so sensitive. Okay. I'm meaning to discuss your dragon book.
Oh, the Fourth Wing.
Mm-hmm. That will never get over.
Someone brought a copy of The Fourth Wing. Did you hear this, Nate? Someone
for you to sign.
Brought a copy for me and Jack to sign. And I've signed two things on these shows.
It's a library book.
And I'm regretting my signature in both of them so bad. The first one was the vape that I just printed my name on.
And they made fun of
me. The second one, I was... this is the damage that someone can do by making fun. Because the book that I signed this last weekend... I started signing my name and I was like, this looks like shit. So I printed the second half of Ray Hill. So it's like busted R, busted A.
You don't have a signature? You don't have a...
Fucked up little like thing. You have a crazy...
That's what it is.
Well, what does yours look like, Nate? Show us.
It looks fucked up. You can't even recognize what it is, man. That's what a signature is.
Everybody write your signature now.
Here, watch this.
You guys have pens?
Oh, do shit. I have pens?
I don't know. Do I?
You know what? I don't actually. Oh, here we go.
Pens.
This is the only pen I got.
Can we bring back autographs?
Bring back autographs.
If you see us on the street, you better have a book, a notebook with many different pages of all the people that you admire in your life and their signatures.
I remember as a child, I was obsessed with the Mariners, right? And there was a Mariner player. It's a Seattle baseball team. And there's a player, Edgar Martinez, and he signed one of my baseballs. And I remember I was there when he signed it. I couldn't believe I was seeing him in the flesh. And then I would touch the baseball at night thinking, I can't believe he touched this. I can't believe he, like, that is his.
Yeah.
Like, it made me feel connected in a way that blew my mind. How long did it take you guys to sign something?
All right, I got mine. Sorry.
It's like a full John Hancock. Let's see.
All right, can I go first?
Go now.
I'm excited to see you guys.
Hold on, let me take the blur off.
It's fucking blurring
out. Let's see yours, Nate. Bruh.
Nate drew nips.
Nate drew the pointy boobs. Oh. Oh.
Look, I got jury duty.
And your full address is on
now
there.
Now people
huh?
know your full address. Oh, no, for the patrons. Shit. You fucking
Wait,
idiot.
No, that's not my address,
oh,
you
good,
fools.
Good.
Well, send the Zins to...
Send, yeah.
Yeah, I live at the district.
We need a P.O. box, by the way.
All right, Eric, let's see it.
I don't have a pen. I can't show you guys.
All right.
I can imagine what yours would... Can I show you what I think yours looks like?
Don't offend me.
There's the back of my head.
I'm about to put some Neomed in. Nasogel. For dry sinuses.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's basically like a gel that you squirt up into your sinuses. Can you imagine such a thing?
Ooh. You're basically doing that liquid cocaine right now.
You think it looks like
backwards?
Bruh, oh, that's nice.
I wish it looked like that. That's cool.
I don't bother with this with the cursive,
with the hearts. So you got eyes in your name. You can do something fun with the dots. You could put a little smiley face there. You could put a heart. I don't have any eyes in my name.
Some people don't have eyes at all. I was just thinking today, there's probably someone out there who has a crazy, crazy debilitating foot fetish and their wife has no legs.
Why do you think of tragedies when you can think of beauties?
Because I'm interested in silver linings. I'm interested in the joy that lies in the darkest places. Why do you think I love bioluminescence?
Because
so much?
It confuses you.
And because it's beautiful. I'm
what
hungry.
What the hell is that?
Startling.
What's what?
By the way, no one has messaged me from the, I think last episode I put out the call to any billionaires who have a specific foot fetish for my feet.
It's because you didn't give them a preview on the pod.
Interesting.
I was like, give them a little preview. Get them something that they want to peel the clothes off.
A little taste.
And you didn't do it. So that's on you, bro. So, okay, let's tie this damn ass thing up with a nice little bow. What do we do when our heroes fall down? Andrew Huberman was my reason to live for about 4 years, and now he's dead to me. So I'm feeling freaky.
4 years.
I'm feeling violent, and what do I do? Help me, Nate. Help me, Jack. What do I do? My hero has fallen. Can I believe everything that he said? He helped me a lot. Now I'm confused.
Well, that's what's called a false idol. You are putting so much weight on these people that you should not be worshiping. You should be worshiping one person and one person
Who's that?
Only. That's God, man. Oh. Can I pray for you right now?
Okay, well, I didn't grow up praying. I don't even know what God is, but yeah, I'm sure you can.
This is, if I was in person right now, I would fucking put my hands on your head and you would fall to the ground and I would start fucking speaking in tongues and you would feel the
crazy.
You'd have chills all over your body. You'd be bleeding from your fucking
bleeding
nose.
Bleeding from my nuts.
Whoa.
Nate, can you channel the Holy Spirit right now and speak in tongues to the...
I'm just realizing that you guys are...
They're doing an auctioneer speak.
Have you all never, ever been prayed for in Hebrew?
And no. And
oh my God.
Why don't you, would you do it for us right now, Jack?
To be quite honest, I don't know how. I could say something...
Damn,
that's powerful.
Ambulance going by right as I did that. What do you think that
May
all
God
means, man?
Please
nothing
be with whoever's
in this life
in that
is accidental.
Ambulance. Please let them die peacefully if that's what you have in store for them, or let them stay alive with no pain.
Or is it a cover up and Andrew Cuomo's in the back of there with 16 pounds of cocaine getting fucking snorted out? He's on his way to Rockaways right now to hop onto the motherfucking jet ski in the woods. All the way out to Martha's Vineyard into Obama's bunker. There they are, the gay guy's still there. He's not been drowned last summer. He's up in there. Uh oh, who else is there? P. Diddy. The Ice Club. Everything's made out of
Andrew
ice.
Andrew Cuomo takes the fucking fake white teeth off. He's got the Kanye titanium jaw as well. He's the one who inspired Kanye West. Holy shit.
And then he eats a BLT. So that's the type of thing that could be happening right in front of your eyes. Don't judge an ambulance by its cover either. So what do you do when your hero has fallen, when somebody who's supposed to be building you up is letting you down? What do you do? Well, you find a new person. Just go to YouTube, see what the algorithm is pushing you, buy whatever products they have, and it won't happen again. Just know that it just won't. It can't.
Shane Dawson. Look up Shane Dawson right now.
He jerked off a cat.
No, he did not,
Nate,
man.
All right, my bad.
Nate has like 4 Shane Dawson Funko Pops behind him. Custom made.
I'm like defending him like in multiple YouTube videos.
Man.
traffic today in Brooklyn.
Shane Dawson is I like barely have watched his videos, but he will make like a video that is about absolutely nothing seem
for four
like
hours.
It's the most dramatic, important thing ever. It's like my fridge just stopped working out of nowhere, and like they'll make it seem like, wait, what? But this is a new fridge, like, you know, and they'll be like a it'll be like they'll make it into some conspiracy, you know, and it's like, what did I just, I watched nothing happened, this is about nothing, and it's like, yeah, like 2 hours long,
right? So finally we're doing the Shane Dawson take
for manipulating
down.
Topics right. Like that,
I want to give this person a haircut. I'm just looking at their thumbnails. I want to give them a haircut, and I want to give them a lot of water.
Hmm.
They're a conspiracy theorist. I don't fully understand this person.
I wouldn't say that. Just a YouTuber. I don't know. I don't even know. I can't even fully. And Shane hasn't posted in a. Isn't he like he got
no, 3 weeks? 3 weeks ago.
Oh, so he's like.
He's posting kind conspiracy theory posting. Videos, mind-blowing conspiracy theories, TikTok, ChatGPT, Snapchat, Spotify. Come on, man. You don't realize what's going on? Forget about this crap about me with a cat. Look at what Spotify is doing.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Friday night.
Oh, that song, don't make me start talking about that song again.
I feel like this is the most like ADHD fucking episode.
It's not, bro.
Wait, have I talked already about... I've already talked about that song on here.
Well, say what's on your mind, man, because it's obvious that you need to tell us something about it.
Come on, turn the radio on. Listen, I grew up on movies that were seen as comedies but were truthsayers. Zoolander, Pussycat Dolls. These are movies about...
Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal. These are, well, that one's different, but these are movies about brainwashing and subliminal messaging, which has seemingly been wiped out, but that's when you have to worry about it the most. So I look at that song, come on, turn the radio on. So it gets, I swear to God, I think I've said this on here before, but it bears repeating. The chorus. I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight. Okay? They are tricking you into giving away your money, into detaching yourself and buying back into consumerism instead of purchasing products, which will be saving you as soon as the asteroid hits, as soon as the solar flare was yesterday. Were you guys ready? Did you turn on the hand crank?
You didn't. That was Jerome speaking. Right there. Yeah,
that did seem like you were channeling Jerome right there, man.
I don't even remember what I just said, but.
Well, I'm watching the Pussycat Dolls tonight. I've never seen that shit in my life. Watching that tonight.
What did you. It's a really enjoyable movie, I swear.
The Pussycat Dolls.
Good. It's very good. Bussycat. Well.
You know what movie I just watched? For the first time? Moneyball.
Oh my!
Oh, with Jonah
God.
Hill. I was thinking about that yesterday.
Let
What'd
me
you think?
Get Sorry. Into one of
Brad
the
Pitt
lower tier
Jonah
MLB
Hill
teams
and Chris Pratt.
Holy shit! Oh, Pratt, Pitt, and Jonah Hill. Him. Can you imagine fucking chilling with
imagine
them?
Imagine splitting oysters
in a
with them.
Hot tub. Oh,
putting the Pope nut hat on Bradley Cooper, faded off of that fucking Zian. Oh man, our lives will be so much better as soon as we just get some help.
Our lives need
I like
improvement
how much they,
right now.
I like the you know how Brad. I feel like Brad Pitt's character is like throwing, like just kind of like tossing the water cooler over and like mm-hmm. throwing shit into a glass, like a mirror or something. That
Bradley
seems fun.
Cooper's
I feel like
in
baseball, you can just like.
Oh, Brad Pitt.
Or what did I say? Did
Bradley
I say
Cooper,
that?
You said that, yeah. He should have been in that.
He should have been. He probably auditioned. He's probably pissed about it. But yeah, I just want to be able to like throw a laptop or something. Like I feel like I
can't
do that anywhere.
You need to open up what do they call them? Break rooms? Destruction rooms?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
The best. All right, we need to.
You need to be
I need
in
to
a
figure
Mr.
out
Beast
what
video.
The hell gave you guys joy this week because we need to end this shit on a positive note, please.
Please,
for the love of God.
Right.
God.
Right. That's what I was.
I'll
just
tell
thinking.
You all what gave me joy on top of all the shows we did this last weekend, which were so fun seeing everybody come out, all the patrons that came out. Yeah, we like you guys a lot, so thank you for being there. But I'm reading a book that's making me LOL. When's the last time you laughed at a book?
Was this... Did you say this last episode?
Did I say this? Was this my joy last week?
Probably not.
I don't think No, it wasn't. That's okay, because people need to check it out. This shit's making me laugh. It's called Guards, Guards by Terry Pratchett. And I was like, oh, I'll just read some fantasy. Didn't know it was hilarious. It was so funny. I'm like laughing like this on the plane.
Fantasy and comedy and at the same time.
I feel like there's nothing cringier than laughing at a book because you're trying to show everybody else around you like how tuned into reading you are. But no, this is real. I can't even hold it down. It's real laughter. So thank you, Sir Terry Pratchett. May he rest in peace.
RIP.
Who's next?
Well, I don't know if this is a joy, but you did remind me of something that I guess is giving me joy right now to be sharing it. And what's more beautiful than sharing? I was on an airplane coming back from Canada after the saga of death, which I had witnessed. And I was tired out of my mind. And I look over and somebody was going like this, just staring at the seat in front of them going like this. See if I can do the face right.
If you're listening, he's making a creepy quite face. Terrifying.
just staring at the
just
seat.
Staring, and pretty much for the whole flight, they weren't listening to anything or doing anything. They were just looking like this.
You look like the Saw doll right there. Your cheeks are.
Thanks, man. Snatched. Sad. So that gave me joy because it made me question reality, and that's my favorite thing to do is be skepticalist. So I'm out to pass the rock, dribble, pass that shit over to Nate, three-pointer.
What gave me joy was a GT Dave's kombucha. It's the Bloom flavor in Whole Foods. I might be specific to just Whole Foods. This has the most beautiful, amazing flavor combination. Elderflower. Jasmine and something else, something in that vein, you know, one of those kind of not used very often fragrant type of flavors and flowers. And
how it was often just, are you drinking kombucha?
Pretty much a heavenly.
How often are you drinking kombucha?
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. I feel like kombucha is one of my addictions. Oh,
shit. I knew you had a couple.
And I try to get, every time I go to the to Trader Joe's, I'm getting a kombucha.
I haven't had a kombucha in probably 2 years. Every time I'm going to.
Well, it shows. I can see your gut microbiome is fucking falling to the wayside.
Let's Uber Eats Eric some kombucha this week, huh?
Man. Okay, guys. Well, to all the patrons... we love you guys. We miss you guys. We hope everything is going okay, even though we know it's not.
Oh, and Pittsburgh was fucking sick. And the Midwest, Chicago, I know you just said that was fun as hell. We fucking...
If you live in LA, the tickets to the LA Extravaganza, which will actually be a crazy-ass blackout drunk criminal party, those are almost sold out. So you're going to want to get your tickets now.
And by the way, surprise, you get to hear this here, but... Yeah, Connor O'Malley is going to be on the show. Don't tell anybody.
Offer code tactician for the patrons only. Yeah, you see how we hook it up for the patrons, right? You see how you guys get extra shit.
We love you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys like that.
Don't leave.
Okay, goodbye.
All right. See you Monday.
See you Monday. Peace.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a patron. We don't care about anyone but you all. Until next time, cheers.